Okay, thanks again for joining us on Point for the latest podcast. Today we're joined by Anthony Smith, formerly a glass engineer, or still a glass engineer, but used to be with Arabs.
You're still taking a piece of glass which should last hundreds of years, and you're sticking it to another piece of glass which should last hundreds of years. But the glue that you're using and the desiccant that you're using has got a finite lifespan. So we are responding to environmental requirements, and we're responding to increased efficiencies in our buildings, but whether we're really responding to them with a very, very long-term and sustainable product, I think time will tell. If you look back to cars that were made 100 years ago, or cars that were made 80 years ago, there'll be a lot of vintage Rolls Royces and maybe vintage Daimlers and things like that around that are still going strong. Now, they're being very carefully maintained, but they're still usable. I wonder whether in 70, 80, 90 years' time, people will still be driving around in a 2020 model Tesla. And you compare that to some of the buildings at the moment, you know, as I said, a 100-year-old mansion or an 80-year-old big house that people are being able to refurbish, and they're being able to live in it, and they'll be able to update it, and they'll be able to modernise it. Some of the new builds that are being built at the moment, I struggle to see how these houses, which are made out of OSB and blocks of polystyrene and thin chemical render, things like that. I struggle to see how those will be being reused in 80, 90 years' time.
Anthony, thanks for your time. I hope you listening really enjoyed that. I know I did. And hopefully we'll get to catch up again soon and maybe on another topic.